May the Lord Jesus give you his peace. Ave Maria. We celebrate today a great saint, Saint Veronica Giuliani, who at the age of 17 entered the Capuchin Poor Clares. She was born Ursula Giuliani in the year 1660, I believe. And the last will and testament, so to speak, to her sisters, after about 67 years of life, she said this: "Love has made himself to be found. This is the cause of my suffering. Tell it to everyone. Tell it to everyone." And her mystical ascent is truly staggering. Pope Leo XIII said of her that perhaps no one save the Mother of God was so decorated with supernatural gifts. Perhaps we have St. Pio in our own time, which surpasses even St. Veronica. She wrote a diary. We have, in of course, our day, St. Faustina's diary of Divine Mercy. And the diary of St. Veronica Giuliani encompasses about 22,000 pages, maybe seven volumes of it, which still need to be plumbed and, to a certain degree, promulgated. Her spiritual profile, this is taken from a work called Marian Co-Redemption in St. Veronica Giuliani by Reverend Mother Maria Francesca Perillo, F.I., and kind of chronicling how she progressed in the spiritual life, just a kind of a, out of many, many staggering type phenomenon, here are a few. In 1693, she began her diary when she was 33 years old until the day of her death. She was under obedience from her spiritual director to do so. In 1694, she received a wound in her heart. In 96, she received, her heart was transfixed with an arrow by Jesus. And the next year, Good Friday, she received the stigmata. St. John of the Cross talks about this phenomenon of the transfixion of the heart, where its principal effect is spiritual, and at times, not always, but at times, the results of it are corporeal. St. Pio himself was transfixed in his heart with something along the lines like a huge javelin of sorts, a lance that was hurled at into his heart by an angel, and soon thereafter received the stigmata, kind of the love of Christ, the flame of the Holy Spirit overpouring into even the body. 1700, secret wounds in the heart. And so from this point onward, with the stigmata, at which point she was the subject of some suspicion and inquiry, there was a process which she herself called an intrinsication, and that kind of going more and more deeply inside. And so the visible wounds of Christ, now more focused on the interior anguish of Christ, and that desire to suffer that was really a hallmark of his spirituality, went even further within, and not even sensible, although it was always her typical regimen to mortify herself and everything, be completely generous to her sisters, more and more intrinsic in her spirit. And we have the phenomena here that follow as being more and more within, all about the heart, secret wounds in the heart, five darts in her heart, the instruments of the passion in her heart, seven swords of Our Lady's sorrows in her heart, and lastly, a seal in three letters, V, F, and O, V for voluntad, the will of God, F for fidelity, and O for obedience. And all these really interior signs of Christ's love, getting at a stance which Mother Perillo's thesis is Marian co-redemption working out even through these mystical phenomenon in St. Veronica Giuliani. And so with that, following the stigmata, about the year 1703, she was a mistress of novices for about 31 years, and she herself became a novice of the Blessed Virgin Mary. There was actually an exchange made, a dialogue in which she enrolled, so to speak, or became the novice of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the basic rule of this life was, act with me in everything and nothing in yourself. In other words, this complete self-forgetfulness, be with me in everything. And she, the Blessed Virgin Mary, did act. In fact, as superior as abbess for the last 11 years, it was told her by the Blessed Virgin Mary that she herself, the Virgin Mary, would be the superioress of the community. So different other phenomena that go along with this, and more the process of this intrinsication and this. So there was an act that she made which is very, very similar. It was probably something of a spiritual intuition. What we do with Marian consecration, uniting all our merits and satisfactions with Our Lady, giving them all to her, subordinate to the sacrifices of Jesus on the cross, she herself did by thinking about the sufferings that she accepts as really being nothing, negligible as far as what her sins deserve. And so with that in mind, she intuitively said, well, I just join them all with the infinite merits of Jesus' sufferings on the cross. And that is a lot like a co-redemptive stance that preceded a lot of this. There's also this element of what we hear in Father Minelli's book on the Marian vow of annihilation, this true littleness, and both in the sense of one's being here. St. Veronica says that she found this God who is love hidden in the nothing that she herself was, and even in the sense in the order of act, that Mary Most Holy, she asked, act on my behalf because I myself can do nothing. From Scripture, Jesus, you can do nothing without me. Hear the reality, also the grace coming through the Blessed Virgin Mary. I can do nothing without the Blessed Virgin Mary. And there's also a very, very interesting text in which St. Veronica writes this: this morning I seem to have understood with a special grace that as soon as the divine word became incarnate, God the Father distinctly made Mother Mary Most Holy to know all that the divine word would have to endure. And Mary Most Holy, immediately uniting herself to him, gave her consent to do God's will. And she, by her consent, so united herself to the Word that their two wills became but one. Later on, as abbess, she would call herself St. Veronica of the Divine Will of the Sorrows of Our Lady, more or less. And here we have an aspect of this insight that the two wills becoming one, and that also she entering into. So this day, and perhaps someday, we'll see her as a doctor of the Church, her ascetical mystical theology, so to speak, still not having kind of fully been broken open into the life of the Church, different translations and so forth, that we might fully, well, ask her intercession in the whatever itinerary, whatever stage of the itinerary that we're on, having made the Marian vow, having made our Marian consecration, we may be true novices and docile in the hands of the Blessed Virgin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.